We're visiting with Lebo head football coach Brian Hadley on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, your ball club coming off a victory over Flint Hills Christian 52-0 on Friday night. And looking back at that game, what were some of the positives for your team, and what do you feel like maybe where you feel like your team maybe made some improvements on Friday night?
I feel like on the defensive side of the ball, we made some big improvements. We were plus five on the takeovers or turnovers, and that's a big deal when you're playing a team that if they don't have the ball, they can't score. So we were scoring fairly well on offense and moving the ball, but when you get five takeaways, that sure helps your offense too. This defensively, Coach Becker's we put in a new defense this year, and it's been a work in progress, but I feel like everybody was really doing their assignment Friday, and we were reaping the benefits of it by getting turnovers. So four interceptions on the night.
It sounds like Friday's game against Flint Hills Christian, you didn't know a whole lot about them going in. Was a perfect night for your ball club just to focus on what they do on both sides of the ball, both defensively and offensively.
Yeah, it was the Manhattan homeschool, and they we didn't know a lot about them going in. Didn't have film, but just getting lined up and doing your assignments, not getting beat by alignment, start to play, and special teams played well. We didn't give up any big plays. That's kind of been our nemesis this year. Even games we've won big, we've seemed to have given up a big play for a touchdown or something. So we did a lot better job there, and like I said, just getting takeaways. I feel like our younger guys are really getting more confidence and stepping up and making some plays that we haven't seen them make yet. So feeling pretty good.
We're visiting with Lebo head football coach Brian Hadley on the Area Coach's Corner. Will you step back into district play this Friday night? You'll go up against Rural Vista. First off, what do you know about Rural Vista?
Just looking at the film, they got some size to them on the line. The backfield, I feel like we're a lot faster than. So if we can keep them corralled and not give up any big plays up the middle, I feel like I like our chances. Like I said, offensively, it's just to continue to get more consistent and don't hurt ourselves with a turnover or penalties. We still had some penalties in the other game Friday night, just holding penalties and stuff. But just working on us getting better and try to get another victory in district.
And looking at your district right now, you're in first place, so you're in the driver's seat, and just that going out and taking care of business these next 2 weeks.
Friday will definitely be just taking care of business and doing what we need to do. Next Friday presents a pretty big challenge with Meritazine. They're in second place, and basically we'll probably be playing for the top seed. So we've got to take care of business Friday, and look forward to a big matchup next week.
Coach Hadley, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck against Rural Vista on Friday night, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
That's Lebo head football coach Brian Hadley on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Miller Concrete, Essential Monuments, Grimmett Concrete Construction, and by Auburn Pharmacy. On KVOE, live and local.